you know, the WTOP is actually much older than 40 years. The station started in 1926. But in 1969, when it was owned at the time by the Washington Post, they took a big gamble. They did what only a few major market stations had done in the country so far and went all news all the time. And people at the time wondered, well, what are you going to say after the first 20 minutes? Is there going to be enough news? Well, 40 years later, I'm happy to report there's more than enough news, traffic, and weather. And the most frustrated people in our newsroom are the reporters and anchors who are always being told, keep it short because they have so much more they want to say.
And, Mike, I want to ask you, does it hurt to acknowledge that traffic and weather on the 8s is one of the signature hallmarks of the station, that it's not the news necessarily people refer to, although they do?
Yeah, it's a little, you know, when you sit down and you do the assignments for the day and you figure out where everyone's going to go and we pitch our ideas back and forth, there is that little guy in the back of your head that goes, you know, the real reason everybody's coming is because traffic's so hideous in this area and nobody likes to sit in it and they want to figure out, why am I in it? How can I get out of it? And we like to think that the minute brake lights appear in somebody's window, they're immediately pushing the button to figure out what's going on. So yeah, a little bit, but we have fun nonetheless.
Traffic gets worse every year, and our ratings go up every year. It's a magical thing.
Yeah, but the other thing that goes up are the walls of awards that WTOP wins, the Murrow Awards, and all these incredible accolades that come from the industry to the station. That's got to feel good.
It does. We've got an outstanding staff. It's a great puzzle pieces. Each one has a strength. Each one has their own beat. Some are funny. Some are serious. Some are investigative. You know, we're all over the map. It's just a very close, dysfunctional family, we like to think of ourselves, and we get the job done on a daily basis, and it's a lot of fun to be a parent, if I can.
Well, Jim, last night in your remarks at this wonderful gala that took place in Washington to celebrate this event, you mentioned that there's a certain quality of person-to-person that WTOP has that you think is one of the measures of one of the reasons for the success. Tell us more about that.
Radio is a one-on-one communicator. Right now, we're talking to a lot of people who are alone in their cars. I'm having a conversation with you, and it's a two-way conversation because through email and phone calls, we hear back from the listeners all the time. Complaints, suggestions, all kinds of stuff. But it's an ongoing dialogue. It's personal. It's about the people. It's about covering, we send reporters out on pump patrol to find the cheapest gas, on pothole patrol to find the craters in the roads and get local governments to fix them, and even on potty patrol to go find the cleanest and dirtiest public restrooms. It's all, you know, when Mike does the assignments and the reporters figure out how to tackle each day because each day is different, it's what are people thinking? What are they worried about? What can we do to sort of answer their questions and their concerns? Because it's all about us and our listeners. Without them, we're out of business.
But, Mike, you're also operating in a town where news intelligence, I think you called it news IQ, is really high, given the nature of Washington, D.C. and the capital of the United States. So it's got to be more than just traffic and potties and potholes for this audience.
Yeah, I go back to our staff. They're well-read. They do their homework. They're aggressive. You know, I tell our editors, as I was once a morning drive editor, getting up at midnight and working till 9 in the morning, as I sat there, I thought, well, everyone's waking up, and what I have to put on the air is going to, you know, determine where they go. Dave McConnell's joke was always the senators and congressmen would listen to Today on the Hill on their way into work. He's been doing that beat for close to 30 years, and they listen to us to figure out what committee they got to be in and what room on the Hill.
We're talking this morning to Jim Farley and Mike McMurdy from our sister station, 103.5 FM, WTOP. So, all right, I asked you this through the Washington Post interview that you did yesterday online, and I'm going to ask it on the air. Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time, and I see the radio changing, actually changing for the better, and adding new elements with websites and podcasts and a lot of other elements. Where do you see this going in the next 10 to 20
well,
years?
Neither WTOP nor WFED are radio stations. We are multimedia news gathering platforms. What we do is gather news and information and then send it out in compelling ways, really interesting ways, on AM radio, FM radio, HD radio, streaming audio, podcasts, and on the internet, video, text, graphics. We go wherever new technology goes. A lot of people right now can listen to WTOP or WFED on their iPhones. The capability is now coming to BlackBerries, and we're working to make sure that no matter what kind of cell phone you have, you're going to be able to listen to WTOP and Federal News Radio.
That's cool.
So we'll go, we are not, you know, we're platform agnostic. You know, we're not just the old radio that people think of as a device. We are really on multiple channels at multiple times. We can go wherever technology takes because it's expensive to gather news and get people who are great storytellers, which is the secret to our success. You know, we've worked with print people before, and not all print people get it, having that one-on-one conversation. You guys do. You guys know what it's about. And that's why I'm bullish for the future for all of us in this room.
Yeah, and I think the federal government is now on a big program to build out broadband, you know, internet access to every place in the country. And so a lot of people think someday vehicles will have broadband access or
internet
in your car. Oh, it's
coming already. I think it's already here.
And so that would be the new logical place.
And both of our stations are already there.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get the internet on your car or wherever, you can listen to our radio stations.
And that would be great because there are a lot of people that want to listen to WTOP that aren't necessarily in Washington. They may be traveling or they may live someplace else now and they still want to hear what's going on in Washington, D.C. So I think that kind of availability is going to be very interesting for the future.
Well, it's funny. Wolf Blitzer did a weekly hit with WTOP for years and years, and he did it live from China, from Africa, from Moscow. And he'd say, hey, it's great. I'm sitting here in Beijing getting the latest traffic information, listening to WTOP online. So it is worldwide. I mean, with the internet, it's not the strength of your transmitter. It really is a worldwide license to broadcast.
There are those who, I think, write us emails and say they take pleasure. They're not in the market. They've moved away, but they listen to us online just so they can hear what the traffic's like and appreciate that they're not in it.
You don't have to worry on the overnight bounce anymore. It is not the way that people hear it far away.
No, it used to be they could hear us in Nova Scotia or even Finland on 1500 AM.
Which is what we want to thank you for. We want to thank you for this signal. I mean, this is just the most incredible signal, and it's just such a pleasure to have this occupancy for a while for Federal News Radio.
You know, whenever the Nats executives have anything to grouse about, we remind them that, hey, you can listen while you're at spring training in Florida. And they say, yep, loud and clear in Viera, Florida.
That's the best part about AM radio.
Sure is. Well, thanks very much for being with us. It's been a great discussion, and congratulations again from us at Federal News Radio to our big sister, WTOP.
Yeah,
thank you.
More, thanks. Guys. Thanks very much.